Hello, human. I'm human. I was looking for a video store to rent some VHS movies from. Or maybe a DVD. Do you know where I can find one? Oh, you like my green skin, huh? And these antenna? They're big, right? Yeah, they are. What? Alien! Don't be stupid! I literally said I'm human. Hello? And check it out. Two arms, two legs, vertical torso. Boom! Dude, shut up. I'm not an alien. What are you even talking about? You sound crazy. You... Fine. Fine. Keep it down. You caught me. I'm not really a human. Chillax. I admit it. Ugh. How the heck did you see through my disguise? Are you an alien spotter or something? Well, no. It's a great disguise. There's no way you're not trained. Ugh, just my luck. I barely touch down and I run into a professional alien spotter. Don't act confused. You caught me and I caught you. You're an alien spotter. And I'm an alien. I admit it. You won't tell anyone, right? Whew. Cool beans. Look, we're out in the open here. Can we dip into somewhere private and talk this over? Yeah, the mall bathroom sounds perfect. Lead the way. This is such an epic win for you. I didn't even get any good information before you caught me. I am so embarrassed. You pwned me. I admit it, you pwned me. The others are never going to let me hear the end of this. I was so excited about my disguise. And I barely even got to use it. They're going to send me back home in a rafflecopter. You won't turn me in? You mean it? But you're an alien spotter. Won't your bosses get mad at you? Oh, yeah. I guess you're not an alien spot and turn in-er. Oh, thank you so much. That's so swag. So, I can just go? Questions? Sure, I can answer your questions. Yeah, of course. I'll tell you everything. Where to start? Well, I made this body for scouting out your planet. We're trying to see if you have any cool inventions that we could copy over for our planet. No war or anything. No kidnapping. Just like... I know one of the guys already got the design for microwave noodle cups. So it's mostly stuff like that. Yeah, and microwaves. Do you like my top or something? You keep looking at it. You want to squeeze my chest? Oh, sure. Go for it. If anything feels not human, let me know, okay? Yeah, go ahead. Just feel me up through that graphic tee I'm wearing. You can hone your alien spotting skills, and I can make sure my... Oh, fuck, that feels kind of good. Does everything check out? Nice and squishy and real feeling, aren't they? And do you like my top? Oh, good. It's a black Linkin Park tee, and it fits me so good and tight, just like the skin's supposed to. It's the perfect disguise. Do you listen to Linkin Park? Are they popular here? I kind of love their music, so when I saw this top for sale in the mall, I knew I had to get it. Oh, your hands feel totally bomb right now. Damn, I didn't know human chests felt like this. Do you like touching them too? Do you like my fashionable green skin? Yes. So I was I was sent to get any cool technology from you guys too. I wanted to get some movies, but I couldn't find a video store anywhere. I thought my disguise was good, but those places must be really hidden. No, DVDs wouldn't be, like, useful. We have way advanced video storage. I wanted what was on them. I kind of like human culture, and I'd love to finally see some of those movies I read people talking about. Yeah, not to brag, but I was surfing the net a lot on our way to your planet. Yeah, keep going, please. It was a 20-year flight, so I downloaded a bunch of stuff off the World Wide Web right at the start of it, and I spent that time learning all about human culture. Pretty awesome sauce, right? We only had a strong enough connection to read your text forums and download some MP3s while we were that far out. But I got plenty of study material just from that one download. It kept me busy the whole flight. I got a bunch of awesome beats from LimeWire. I don't know if you have heard of Panic at the Disco, but, fuck, what are you doing to my boobs. Oh, why do they feel so nice? Oh, I probably just made a total derp face, didn't I? Yeah, it was a lot of work to seamlessly fit in with you humans. Earth is my first assignment ever, so I wanted to get it right. The rest of my scouting team always groans at me when I get into character. I think they're jealous that I take acting like a human so much more seriously than they do. Like, groan, she's totally gonna get promoted to Earth Liaison Officer before any of us. But they can be really mean. Yeah, thank you for not turning me in. They'd make fun of me forever if I got caught on my first day. Hey. But while I've got you here, feeling up my boobs, I don't want to blow my cover again after you let me go, and I don't have anyone else to ask. Is it Lmao or LMAO? Huh. Oh, you stopped. No, just I was getting pretty into that. My boobs feel kinda lonely now. Wow. Sorry, it just hit me. You're kind of the first human I'm actually getting to talk to. And this is really nice. Seriously, that is a pretty dumb question. I picked green because it's super fashionable. Duh. Come on. Don't act like I don't look totally fetch. Oh, so green skin isn't earthy now? Antenna aren't earthy? Praying mantis, buddy. Checkmate. Woo! You sound exactly like my stupid flight master. He kept acting like my disguise wasn't literally perfect, too. He called me a dumb ass. Can you believe that? My ass isn't dumb. I spent ages on it. You don't think I have a dumb ass, do you? I don't know what dummy thick means. Sorry. Is that a good thing? Is my disguise good or? Then exactly. I'm dummy thick and everything. Sure, go ahead. Give it a squish. After how good your hands felt on my Linkin Park tee, you can do whatever you want to my stylishly ripped blue jeans. Oh. Oh, wow. That took me by surprise. Oh, no, just that thing you're doing on my neck with your lips. It feels really good. Kissing? Well, keep on kissing me then, 'cause I like it. Yeah, just keep squeezing my ass in those big, strong human hands of yours. Oh, pulling my hips right up against you while you feel me up. Oh, and kissing my neck, my collarbone. I can't even right now. My heart is going crazy. Can you feel it through my lips? I feel like my neck is throbbing against you so much. Oh, I'm totally fluttering. Oh, you look like you're having fun too. Am I that convincing of a human? Or do you like alien girls? Do you like the feeling of my big green ass tightly packed into these blue jeans? Oh, Oh, so any mistakes down there, or does my ass feel just right? Oh, good. Good. That was really good. I didn't know. My normal body doesn't ever feel that good. I didn't know this body could do that. Ha! Like, your hands on my boobs felt really nice, but that holding me close like that, kissing my neck, it's like it felt good in my brain instead of good on my skin, all fuzzy and warm and stuff. I'm still kind of buzzed. Yeah, buzzed. Bzzz. Is there anywhere else you'd like to inspect? Swag! That's so swag. Okay, well, let me know when you're ready to inspect it, whatever the next part is. Epic. Hey, be honest. If you weren't an alien spotter, you never would have seen through my disguise, right? Yeah, never. And I literally based it on Earth bones, too. We abducted a cow in our tractor beam one night, and I scanned it before we put it back. And I used its bone scans as reference while I made this body. No, obviously I'm like human shaped, but the idea was that if anyone looked at my bones, they would check out as being from Earth. Get it? Clever, right? I, for one, think it was a great idea. Nobody else even thought to try it. Udders? Oh, you mean, no, I based these babies on human breasts, not the abducted cow. Hey, did I make them bigger than I should have? I kinda only had human-shaped ASCII art to go off of, not like the cow X-ray. Still, I guess they passed your inspection. So maybe. Aww. Wait, they do? They make me look like a busty cow? That is so cool! Thank you. I knew it looked like I was from Earth. Oh, was that a joke? You don't need to apologize. It was a good compliment. Anyway, yeah, turns out I kind of fucked up on the cow bones thing. It was a great idea, but it didn't really work out. It was a mess, honestly. I was facepalming at myself so hard. My friend Zorpa had to fix it for me so I could still look human after. Revamped my entire body. She wired up all the nerves and stuff for me, too. Yeah, Zorpa's amazing at biomorphs. She really helped pull this whole thing together. Totally saved my disguise for me. And then I made the skin green and added antenna so I can see better. Fashionable, no? I already caught quite a lot of people staring. Hey, when you were making sure my ass was good and you had me pulled up against you, I kind of felt something down the front of your pants. Yeah, it was pressing into the front of my jeans. I just wanted to know, is that a weapon? Or because you said you'd let me go, but you'll show me? Oh, thank you. I was just kind of worried it was something scary, so. What? Wait, what? Why don't I have one of those? Ugh, my human disguise is ruined! I thought it was perfect! Oh my god, I suck so much! Now I'm really face-palming! It's huge! How did I make such a big mistake and miss that? I'm such a derp! No, I don't have anything like that! Not even close! Zorpa got it completely wrong! I think I have like extra hole down there instead of an extra limb. Wait, let me check. Oh, just wriggling out of these jeans. Whew. Wow, it's not easy with this big ass. There we go. All the way down, and yeah, it's a hole. See? Fuck. Zorpa set me up. No wonder you caught me so fast. A pink slit between these green thighs. What the heck were you thinking, Zorpa? It's like she knows nothing about humans. Yeah. Like a human groupie or something. Doesn't even know basic facts. Totes embarrassing. Ugh. What? You want to inspect it now? Oh, come on. That's so embarrassing. It's clearly a fail. You don't even have to rub it in. I already know. Fine. Fine. Go for it. But. Just don't be mean, okay? Like I said, you don't have to. You don't have to rub. To rub. You don't have to rub. Zomgee. That feels really good. What the heck is this? Did Zorpa dump all the leftover nerves in this one spot or something? It's so sensitive. No, I mean it. It feels crazy. You're just rubbing it from the outside, but it feels. Oh, and now the inside's kind of shaking and feeling all needy too. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's getting so wet and messy. It's falling apart. Should we stop touching it? Is this hole unstable? Do you think you could get those fingers and inspect the inside too? What? Oh, you're wait, that could work. Yeah, you're a genius. Yes, that thing humans have between their legs. It is a perfect fit for this mistake in my disguise. Oh my god. Oh, this is going to feel so good. It's like the walls inside are begging for it. There's just an itch in there, or like they need to be stretched, or I need it. I want it. Please, please put it in me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, so good. Oh, so hard and so thick. Oh, fuck. That's a good stretch. Oh, that's exactly what I needed. That probe. Fuck. Explore me. Push me open. Ooh. My hole is on fire. This defect, it's going crazy. Ooh. Firing signals and getting messier and pussy. Okay, it's a pussy. We can call my defect a pussy. My pussy. I love it. I love my pussy. Woo! I can't believe how good my pussy feels. Oh my god. I need one of these. I need a pussy all the time. I need to put this defect in all of my bodies. Ooh. No, I need to just keep this body. Being a human is awesome. Yes, harder. Grab my dumb ass. I mean, my dummy ass. It's thick. Whatever. Grab it. I built it perfect for this. So grab it hard and pump me harder. Zorpa is a fucking miracle worker. She wired these nerves up. I don't know how she did it, but ooh, holy shit, you feel so good. I can't even think, can't even talk, can't even. My legs. Fuck, hold me up. My green legs are shaking. Oh, my human legs are so weak. They're like jelly. Oh, fuck. That was so good. That was so... I made such a mess. I can't believe how good it felt. You were just slamming my defective pussy, and it totally messed up my brain. Fuck. I'm totally sweating through my top, too. It's so soaked that it stuck to me. Hey, do you have any DVD movies at home? Because I kind of want to go home with you. Yeah, I can just do my research at your house instead of this mall. Especially since I can actually ask you stuff and talk to you and you're not mean to me. You're really nice. You don't make fun of me for liking humans. So, can I? And maybe while you were there, you can kiss my neck some more, and massage my boobs, and fuck my pussy, all at the same time? Can I even survive that? It'd be a good way to go out. Really? Awesome sauce!